Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Oh, man. I feel good to be back. Let's do TDI. What the hood back at? Sound good. All it takes is a blank cop to make your bank stop. Niggas front show and use my muscle like tank top. I'd rather you gangster, made you respect my handle. Till every bone in this facial structure is dismantled. Team by gangster, fit is the truest. We marry my niggas, till death do us, the life screws us. So the rules is real simple too. My life's like big school buildings, it relies on principles. Use that glove when you go to pop it up. If your fingerprints pop up, that means you're locked up. And that's the bottom line, beat you with the bottom of nine. Do it so much, the clip can't come out of mine. Tally is real right, team so official. Run through dudes like soft shit and toilet tissue. Bitches you rap none, only don't tap none. My hammers is holy, I'll show you how the mat come. These niggas is lost and I'll show you how you yap one. You thinking he's tough, I'll show you how you smack some. You playing gangster, you standing in the wrong hood. We don't do right, we just do wrong good. This big said it, rap land claim LeBron James. Well, I'm the entity, cause Talion is the rap real deal. Carmelo Anthony, show you about my all-around game. How I took it from the weed to the crack to the rap, but back to the hard cane. Now I'm back at it again, and I still pistol whip them like Charlie if he's fucking my cane. OGYG, never that be me. Coke got more scales than a fish in the sea. Smoke got more colorful hair than that bitch to leave. Dope got more of a lean than a pimp in the streets. You need a fix, come see me. Since I got about 1,000 bottles of E-pills, I call them aspirin. So much coke on my circuit to ski, call it aspirin. Niggas think that they fucking with me, you done dashed them. Don't mean calmly when I say I got a magnum. Nigga XL, I throw about 5 at him to make the faggot wait for the next shell. Till he took the machine that like a Nextel. Most of the vets failed, a lot of vets left. But you can hear it in my spit that I'm the next threat. Handing out razors, the labels cut me my next check. Or y'all gon' make me cut me my next neck. I never took a low tally, yo, never met his match. And I've got more gym stars than Olympic match. I'm giving out more scars than Coop's back. Dog, don't make me make you a believer. Leave more stripes in his face than a fucking zebra. Told the nigga keep it in the streets. See you when I see ya. He in the brief writing 4-page letters like Aaliyah. Fuck rap. Get him, see. Yo, yo, yeah. Yeah. Man, hey, yo, niggas kick that shit out of rhymes. Hey, cow, it's a fucking shame. Our niggas always live by the lies. Yep. It's all real. You talk still with your guys, you ain't real. Nah. You probably got paw prints on your thighs. Faggot. I don't wanna have to knife you up and right. Grab you the gem star and take your face and just slice you up. Please don't let your niggas hype you up about true gangster. What? When your right hand man just wipes you up. Faggot. I ain't no regular nigga to talk about it. No, cause real niggas set it off. So nigga, tell me. You know about it. Don't make me crash and push ya. You's a fucking punk. I'm actually waiting for ass to cut ya. Oh. I got a couple of things to speak to. Just listen. Yeah. Every rapper and their mom sees it switching. All at the same time, same rhymes and sees it bitching. And ain't no justification. Opponent sees it snitching. Woo! I don't like you. No. I say what I want. So fuck you. Fuck it with T. What is you kidding me? No. It's the kid with the realest approach. I'm known to kill a nigga in 4 lines, so consider me dope. Wow. Half of these rappers claiming they street with no juice, claiming they deep, stay playing the street with no jewels. Nah. Playing me like my heaters and no use, cow. I'ma have to dump this motherfucker like a beat in a pro tool. Wow. It's the kid with the mad flow, dig it. Yep. You ain't nice, yep. You ain't nothing but an asshole critic. I don't think you in the cash flow sticking, cause you broke. You ain't never getting rich, cause Alpo did it. Oh, I told you, man. Me and Cal was gonna smash y'all motherfuckers, B, right?
Again,
we are the bomb. 240 Baghdad, long with that, all day. Governor, what up?
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio, this is where it all goes down.
Yeah, yeah. We live. Showcase.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 5th of July.
4th, 5th, whatever.
Yeah, 4th was yesterday, man.
I'm still on vacation.
We all are, I think.
Yeah, so happy 5th of July. There it is.
Yo, right, man.
What?
New Talk City Radio, your boy TDI. I got my man DJ Showcase. Got my number one listener here live with me. So the line's looking a little dead today because she's not on. Our baby girl, Denora. Yeah, you know, a little crazy.
Hey, all right, you ready for this one? Public service announcement, ready?
Shoot.
This is DJ Showcase's public service announcement for the residers of the Bronx. 4th of July was yesterday.
Yeah.
Please put away the fireworks till next year. Stop.
Are they still going on?
They're still going on. Public service announcement number two. If you live in the Bronx, find a nice open space to do fireworks, not next to a whole bunch of trees. Just a little heads up. Stupid. Hey, fire. Hello. Oh, wow. You.
Okay. I seen that situation going out yesterday.
Yeah, I get it. They're sparkly. They're nice. They go up in the air. They make a boom, and they make this big, okay, whatever. But you have to do it in an open space. You can't do it from your backyard with 18 trees.
18 trees.
Listen, you're looking for trouble. You're looking for trouble. You're gonna say,
looking for fucking smoking a bear to come out, right?
Listen, with all the fire departments getting closed down, you're lucky if one comes out.
Let's get these shouts out the way, man. Shouts to Emma, who had her first radio show on Saturday under the same, you know. Emma is down with the team now, the Block Talk Radio and everybody Lush Radio Online. So,
Saturday.
Shouts to Emma. Shout out to Emma on that. She had her first radio show. She had AG up there. Showbiz and AG.
AG. Old school AG.
Yeah. Shouts to him. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations on Emma for her first show. Shouts to Lush. We all met on Saturday. Saturday night we all met. Had my cousin Marcel in town from the CT. My cousin Danny was in the building. We all went downstairs. Shot some pictures in the projects.
Shout out to whom?
Lush Radio.
No, but who's the last one in the project?
Danny, my cousin, and Danny, you know, Monster was in town. So shout to them. Shout out to Vice. Shout out to everybody who had a good 4th of July, man, period.
You sound tired. What did you
I'm a little drained, yeah.
It's
the heat, too.
You're telling me the heat. My AC is not even working. I'm about to buy three more.
Whoa.
Yes, I'm about to go hardcore. I'm about to buy three more APs, put two on the bottom and one on the top, and just turn them all on.
You're going to have a meat freezer in your room, kid.
What happened, son? Listen, I need a meat freezer at 105 degrees. My skin ain't designed for this shit.
Nah. That's the Ray. Yo, let me tell you something. Yesterday I was in the Bronx, right? Over there on Leggett. 156 and Leggett. Over there. It looked like Macy's out there yesterday. The Macy's fireworks show. I felt like I was in Call of Duty.
It
was like, dog, it was boom, bap. The boom, boom, bap was out there, man. It was a lot of fireworks going off. It was like a crowd of people. Every time a set of fireworks went off and they were done, people were clapping like an audience.
Wow.
I feel sorry for whoever got to clean up the streets, man, because it was bad. Roman candles, all that, man. Whatever. Anything that blew up and lit up the sky was in there, yo.
That's crazy. See, I don't particularly like fireworks. They don't do anything for me.
It's because you're fucking...
There you go insulting me again. Listen, I just said, me personally, fireworks don't do anything for me. go up, they make this big flash, everybody goes, oh, and then it's over.
Yo, somebody get Luigi to call in, man. Luigi had a little situation. He had an interview. And it went bad. With another radio show. I'm going to let him tell it. And it went bad. And I want him, you know, to tell about it. Oh, we got it. Damn, I didn't even have to speak that. Look, we already got, hold on, man. We got 347 on the line, man. State your name, gangster.
What up, Vice BX all day? You know what it is, nigga.
Vice.
What up, Cell? See?
Oh, no,
what
kid.
Up, what up, what up?
Chilling, just turning off the game TD I don't like, you know, so calm.
Let me tell you something, I don't like no game. As soon as I grab the controller, I die.
That's not my fault, bro. I'm trying to cheat you, but you don't want to learn, huh?
Nah, man. Shoot, you set me up, man.
It was good. How was everybody's weekend, man?
I think we spoke at some point in the weekend, like about 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something, man.
I spoke to you in the weekend at 5 something in the morning, and I heard drama.
Yeah, it was cool.
I was ready to hit record because it was going down.
I think it was we had a little situation with we got into an argument about a rap battle, a certain somebody against another certain somebody, and everybody started talking about they're going to put $10,000 out the bank, and you know.
Well, got 10 G's. When I hung up, it was a G.
It was a G?
Yeah.
I think it went up by the minute, so 10 minutes later, it was already at 10,000. But yeah. Yo, what's up with Luigi, man?
Seven Lakes.
All right. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah, son.
He was telling us about a certain situation that went down. He wasn't too happy about it.
Yeah, you know, fake assholes, ass niggas. I don't even want to say their name. They ain't getting no props up for me. All right,
so tell us the story without saying the name, kid.
Niggas is a bootleg host. That's what it is. Niggas is talking about themselves instead of asking questions, you know, about what we're trying to do with this book. You know, when the book come out, niggas talking about himself. That's it.
So everybody to be clear, that's Luigi's book
coming out. Let me tell you something. You is a better host than them bird people.
The bird people. We're going to call them the bird people now.
Yeah, the bird people.
The bird people.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The bird
people. I'm glad it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I went up there for an interview. They messed up the interview. They were, like, being completely selfish. And
yeah, they told us to be there at 6 o'clock. We got there at 6 o'clock for, like, a 10-minute interview about himself.
Wow.
He drove all the way from the Bronx to Brooklyn.
About Luigi or about the radio host?
The radio host was talking about himself.
He was just giving himself a biography.
Yeah. That's it.
You writing a book. Here's my part.
That was a waste of time, bro.
Stupid.
Wow. So
this was a radio station or a radio, like, damn, shit, I'm in the wrong business. I could be getting paid for doing dumb shit.
Nah. Yeah, he's a better host. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But let's brief everybody up on what Luigi is doing. Like, he got a book coming out.
He's got a book coming out. It's probably dropped this year. You know, talking about the Yankees and stuff like that, the organization. You know, a couple of et cetera things I cannot say.
He's a former Yankee bad boy, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Former Yankee bad boy giving his insight on the Yankees when he was a part of them. How many championships he got with them?
Like 4 or 5. All
right. So you got a lot to speak about, so I'm sure.
Yeah, we trying to go to your show next. When everything is finally done.
When the book drops, y'all already know I want, you know, first dibs on the interviews.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. You got the dibs
on it. I'm buying like books. I'm buying 3 of them. One for me, and maybe one for Showcase for Christmas or something.
Oh, my God. Like, I'll buy my own book. I'll buy 3 myself.
Okay. Are you trying to battle me down, buy more books, B?
Let's go. Let's put it down.
All right.
I'll buy
feeling like a library
myself.
In here.
I'll buy 3 for me, 3 for me, and 1 for autograph.
Is it to be TDI Nobles?
What?
TDI Nobles.
TDI Nobles versus Showcase in general.
Barnes and Showcase.
Yep, Barnes and Showcase.
All right, man, so let's talk sports real quick, man. Where we at? Yankees ahead by what, 1.5?
Oh.
Yeah, man, I don't want to get into that because then you start crying like a baby.
Be a man. Be a man. Yeah, so last time I checked, Yankees is up 1.5.
Up from who, Boston?
Yeah, 1.5. Tampa Bay's
Listen,
out, too.
I'm not honestly, I'm not feeling the performance by the Yankees. They're getting a little sloppy.
Yeah, they are.
In my personal opinion, it's getting sloppy.
Well, be crazy. We don't have a crazy schedule like we do. We go back to Tampa again. Like, we play Tampa more than young people play them, I think. In reality,
so
I don't. We don't, but.
So what?
Shit, man. What do you mean, so what?
So you should be able to beat them more if you see them more.
Nah, the Tampa ain't an easy team, B.
They were not an easy team. They're okay now.
He said they were not an easy team. All right, so, yo, we're going to play this drop one more time we got from my man, DMC, from Run DMC. Kind of a crazy drop, I ain't going to lie. Run DMC gave us a drop, right? What you think about that?
That was a good look, Papa. You got to take everything.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC.
Say it again.
I say you got to take whatever they give you, kid. No homo.
Let's go.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase. In the place to be, New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's
right?
A good
nice.
Look. That's a good look right there. But DJ Show, Showcase, I haven't seen no mixtapes yet, sir.
Yeah, they're coming. I just got to get all my things together. I'm getting all the drops together. I'm getting all the music together. It's coming. It's going to take some time. I got the DMC music coming through. I got some new Juvenile music coming through. Got a lot of new stuff. I'm not going to put it all out there, but it's all coming through, and everything's working together. It's just got to, I'm not one of those DJs that just drop a mixtape for no reason.
So what's the purpose of dropping this one? Well, give me a reason why you're going to drop this one.
Let people know I'm still here.
Nice.
Let people know I'm still here. Let people
Come
know
back.
I'm still here, and I'm gonna drop artists that they don't have on their mixtapes.
Let me tell you something about Showcase, B. This is what separates them from, as an artist, from an artist perspective now. This is what separates Showcase from all the other DJs and Vice. We're not being like the other hosts. We're not talking about ourselves here, but, you know. Showcase doesn't make songs. He breaks them in a good way. Like, he breaks songs. Showcase didn't have songs when that I Get Money came out from 50. He had that months before it dropped. Like, months before High 97 was playing and Showcase had it, I'm like, what is this? All right, I got another record.
Yeah, that's
50 Cent. So he gets songs, like, months in advance, and he's breaking artists. I remember, who was the kid he was playing before, Show?
How about Mims?
Mims.
This is why I'm hot. I had it almost a year before it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, Mims joint. A while. Like, I didn't even know. I only knew about Mims because of Showcase. Then I started hearing them on High 9 and all these other mixtapes.
And then the other one, what was the last one? The other one, what was it? That you had to get familiar with it. What's his face? Damn, I forgot his name. Oh, you didn't like it at first. You were not feeling it. You were like, damn, why are you playing this garbage? What was oh, man. You know, I forgot the name.
In the meantime, let's play a joint while we...
It was the Chameleon Air joint.
Oh, Lizzy Me Run Dirty.
Yeah. You thought it was garbage when I had it.
I hated that shit, when that shit dropped. Like,
every time we got in the call. Every time we got in the call, I was playing Riding Dirty. He was like, can you take this garbage off, please?
For a while, it became a trademark for you. Like, you know. Every time we played Fight Night Round 3, we had to play it. So, with this I'll Be Back joint, Show.
That's part of my new entourage. That's part of my new entourage. Just I'll be back featuring DMC.
I'll be back, huh? I'll give you all the sauce, nigga.
You know what I mean? I'll fuck with them. Cool people, though, kid. I'll be back featuring DMC.
Nigga, Showcase, yeah. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah,
I went New Zealand for a minute, kid. That World Cup shit is fucking me up.
Oh, my God. Nigga said the World Cup.
I'm about to grab that little gorgonzola and start playing it on my mixtapes.
That fucking, it's like fucking a bunch of bumblebees and shit.
Yeah, oh man, you know, I ain't gonna say that.
What is it, the Vuvuzelas or something like that.
I don't know, but make sure you play Shakira's song too, the Africa joint.
Get into some music.
Get into some music, alright. Yeah, we gotta get into the I'll Be Back joint. Featuring DMC, right, Show?
Yep, featuring DMC.
Alright, let's get into that real quick.
Yeah, y'all, this is I'll Be Back, and you are now listening to my new single, that's I Like It, featuring DMC, right here on New Talk City Radio with TDI and my homie, DJ Showcase. You already know.
Used to comment on my grades. LB left back at the class real late, but little did you know she was feeling on my face. Wait, I'm the needle in the hay. You couldn't find me near you, no way. You're so commercial, but I'm what they wanna see. I'm so underground that my crown is the street. A visionary, the illest hair on the beat. Now you tell me how else can NYC? Is he? Well, mommy says C. On Canal Street, I get more talk than C. More thongs than Joe Beans and butter tea. White on the scooter smoking Buddha. I don't want to wake like Dawson's Creek is feeling bad with money, my fault. Oh,
I like it.
Like a thief or smoking on reefer. Drums in the beach coming out of the speaker. Sneakers on my feet, gotta be my cheetah. Keep them real clean, so I clean them all day. All your town with the king, rest in peace, JMK. MCs are full of shit, so they don't get a pass. Every time I get a hit, they all wanna ask. How you doing, D? How you keep it so street? Even dead people see, cause your speech is not weak. You know what I like rocking and spike. The king is DMC, not ever too much. And you find an MC better than me, baby.
Wow. How many of those I had?
Technical difficulties, what's going on?
Seriously.
Yes, technical difficulties.
Technical, like a brief moment of silence. Like, okay.
Yeah. I know, that was a moment of silence for all the haters. We gotta do that once in a while.
A moment of silence for all the haters. Nice.
I don't even have haters. Nobody even hates
nice.
Me. What the fuck am I talking about?
Nice. I like that.
Yo, how many people gotta stop fighting like they got haters? Nobody even has haters. I don't have haters.
Even like that, though. I like that. Moment of silence for all the haters. We break records, nigga.
So, yeah. And, yo, y'all niggas is foul, B. So, yeah, man, it looks like we got a third host, and that's Vice today. I put that on Facebook. Let's see how many people call in. But, big, big happy birthday shout out to my man DJ Nitro in the mix radio. You dig? Shout out to Focus Door Entertainment, Cousin Rocco, Al Skeezy, everybody else. We need a Sue's Rendezvous tonight. So, if y'all niggas in the NYC area, y'all want to go party, mention Focus Door at the door. And trust me, they will hook you up. But, yo, that I'll Be Back track, I like it.
You like it, right?
Told yeah.
Look at Vice just
you
laughing.
Told me? What you told me, man?
What you mean? What I told you. I break records. I am getting everything together. I told you.
You know what's crazy? He actually has music every week.
Every
has
day.
Has a week where he did something. He did something music, like.
Every day.
Maybe
you
give
you
a raise.
Music, I, what?
I'm going to give you a raise.
You're going to give me a raise to what?
Yeah. I don't know. More work.
More? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I get music every day. Literally, every day.
Fucking Gmail must be throwing up music, huh?
Yeah, I got Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo. I got another account with a, you know, exclusive distributor of Def Jam and all that other stuff and Sony and everything. So, yeah, every day.
Every day is something.
Every day something new. Garbage, good, you know, and sometimes I hit those sleepers.
Shout out to my man, Brett Quintine.
Who's that?
Baseball analyst. He knows everything about baseball. Like, I'm telling you, man. He just shouted me out, man.
Oh, you know what? And that's the same analyst. What happened with my fielder's choice?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta actually have to get Brett on the show, man.
Yeah, Vice.
Gonna have to get Brett
on the
show.
Vice, maybe you know. And he's probably a stupid question because I'm a, you know, I'm a baseball fanatic. But how do you reach base on a fielder's choice and not be counted as a hit?
And not be counted as a hit?
Yeah, like you can go 0-2. Like a guy can come up 0-2.
You still get an RBI.
No, but
not
he reached
RBI,
on
like
base.
A, like he gets on base.
He reached on base, but they say he reached on a fielder's choice.
Unless it's a drop ball, it's a pass ball, a wild
nah,
pitch.
Nah, let's say if they do let's say if he hits like into a double play, but they don't make it to a double play. You know what I'm saying? They just get the man on second. You know
he reaches base on a fielder's choice, but it's still a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
You could say it's a hit, but it's not a hit.
But it's
you know
not
mean?
Considered a hit. The guy can still go 0-3.
If the man would have not messed up the play, you know what I mean? They would have been out.
He would never have been there. Okay, I see how
you know what I'm saying?
So reaching out to the fielder's choice.
Call us up, man.
Robin?
So my man Brett is listening. Call us up.
Yeah, so all right. So now I understand that. What was the other one?
You said, I don't know. You asked me.
There was another funky one that I had a problem
defensive
with.
Defensive indifference?
Yeah, what is the, when a man steals base from first to second, and he goes to second stealing, what does it mean by he gets to second on defensive indifference?
Probably when the catcher throws to the second second baseman to get him out, he drops the ball.
Yep.
Like he usually doesn't. He doesn't always catch
it. Is that
ball.
It?
I mean,
yep. That's what
how
it
about
is.
How about if there's no throw?
Then that's it. That. Defensive indifference because he didn't throw it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's good money.
I knew there was a logic, but then it's not counted as a stolen base.
It's counted as a stolen base.
Yeah,
no matter why he stole the
base.
He reached because of defensive indifference. Got it?
Yeah, yeah, I understand. So it's not like the fielder's choice. Fielder's choice is not
it's
actually
different.
Hit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Beautiful. You know, that clarifies a lot. You know, so I think I just learned about infield pop-ups like last year. Like, I didn't really understand it much. No, serious. I didn't understand it too much. I'm not trying to be funny. I didn't understand it. Like,
Hold on. Not to cut nobody off. Vice, you might be wrong here. It's not counted as a stolen base.
Oh.
Defensive indifference is an official scoring judgment which a runner is not credited for the stolen base because a team playing the field did not try to stop the steal. It typically occurs late in a game when the fielding team is winning. The play was called as a defensive indifference.
I knew it had something that they didn't get the stolen base. That is whack. So if you decide not to throw, you don't get the credit for that stolen. That's whack, son.
That's fucked up. Yo, imagine Vice is about to break a record, and he's stealing, he's running to second, and choking
at
second. I'm just going to look at you. I'm not going to let you get that record.
No
matter what, it's still a stolen base. You know what I'm saying?
If we're winning, it won't count. Because it typically occurs late in the game when the fielding team is winning. That's what defensive indifference kicks in. It's a lot, man.
Whack, son. You see, there's a lot of rules in baseball that are, like,
that
underlined.
People don't know, yeah.
That's what I said. I'm serious. That infield fly rule,
infield fly rule doesn't apply on a bunt.
No, but it applies on a pop-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what people don't try to force that double play.
It applies on a pop-up. But I really didn't get it until the guy just didn't go after the catch. When they waved it as a, what do you call it? He said, forget it. He just let the ball drop. And the guy was out. And I was like, oh, I get it.
It's a lot of shit, man, to these sports. If you don't
automatic
know about it, man,
out.
You really. Yeah.
So automatic out. And then that Tropicana Field, the indoor, I believe it's the indoor field for the, what is it, Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah.
That all those rules about the rafters and the speakers.
Because that's interference.
It's considered in play. You hit the first rafter. I'm serious. You hit the first rafter, it's considered in play. You hit the speakers, it's considered in play. You hit the second rafter, it's considered out of play.
Where the fuck niggas playing in? The fucking PAL gym?
Listen, I'm telling you, it happened just recently. The guy hit it off the top of the rafter. It fell down in front of home plate. And it was counted a base hit.
Get the fuck out of the flipping, dude.
Yes, sir. It's just like in the World Series with the camera home run. A lot of rules. Each field has its own individual rules. As far as home runs, as far as what over the line, and yes, sir.
I don't know, man, but
that's baseball. And that's why I love it. It's confusing. But I got two things out of the way.
The pop-up?
That's whack. Could you imagine, son, you're going for, like you said, you're going for the record, and the guy sees you going for the record. Instead of throwing it, so you can have that stolen base,
he drops it on purpose,
so
he won't throw it.
And he won't throw it.
That
was the end. That was the last game of the season. Oh, I would have got up and smashed the dude. Wrong with you.
I would have karate chopped his ass.
Throw the ball.
The what?
Shit, man. That shit would get me tight.
Yo, about to go into this joint right here. This is real Bronx and Queens shit, man. Let's do it. TDI Sarge B.
I come from
Mac,
the
guard. The ball.
I know that. Paranoid education.
We try and get paper with XX to cream. The CDI stars BXX to queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex and scream.
Yeah,
like
we try to get paper with XX to cream. The CDI stars BXX to queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them,
I rep South Boogie. There with them catches real.
Yeah.
Where any ball scorn don't turn to a battlefield. Longwood Ave sounds you up the Castle Hill. Play funky, they won't hesitate to back your grill. You heard the rapper that's doing this thing, it's me, problem. I'm Queensbound with SR to the B cut. I ride through your block in a mean Harley. And squeeze bullets that's hotter than steamed broccoli.
fair warning. He acting up that we blow him out. Fuck it, drop the gun. Beat him down and just choke him out. Saw she grab his man. You bat him down and I poke him out. I ride my bike on a nigga till I see the posters out. Somebody hold him. I'm breaking the boy's bones. I'm a combination of Miguel Cotto and Roy Jones. You want drama? We leaving the mics out. And you James Tony and I'm leaving your lights out. Try and get paper with XX the cream. And CDI stars BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them bet sex is mean. Act up and believe them, text or scream like.
We trying to get paper with FX the cream. And CDI stars BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them bet sex is mean. Act up and believe them, text or scream like. I rep Q Burrow, the home of Rikers Island. Niggas think it's sweet cause we got the nicest houses. The Coliseum got Nikes by the thousands, yeah. Downstairs, yeah. You can get icy with your outfit. Soon as you come upstairs, he's burning you. Leave your head split, laid out by the terminal. 40 feet to the rock, shorty be on that block. With the krills in the ass, torpedoes to pop. We shoot cops, and they shoot innocent black youth. Stomp you with these brand new ACG black boots. Baby, we that loose, get your cat peeled, that's real. Spit on you and ask your ass how that feel. I wear a Met tag, cause that's where I rep at. TDI where the Yankees, where BX at. South Bronx, the South Side, Fordham the farmer, yeah. It's a jungle, yeah. Outside, go to war with the llamas.
We try and get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex for scream like.
We trying to get paper with FX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex for scream like. Green light.
Yeah.
Still waiting for my copy.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'm still waiting for the mixtape.
I got a copy. There's a song I'm gonna give you out right here, man.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Spice, you hit it on the nose, kid.
Really?
Did you serious?
Yeah, nigga. Spice said, "Oh my." Yeah, but that was that joint with TDI, Saj B. They got that mixtape coming out, Subway Series, and it's going to hurt me to do these videos, and I'm going to have to wear Yankee apparel.
That's the best.
All right. Yes. I'm going to just make sure that when they give me my copy edited, blur it out.
Oh, you dirty bass.
That's
right. Do you even own any Yankee apparel?
People with Showcase, I meant to put you on about it. A lot of people were talking about last week's topic, about the whole snitch thing.
Phil.
Yeah, man, these are the people who are like a two shot of core. People who are two shot of core, but they, you know.
They was listening.
You know, yeah, they be listening, and then they see me in the street, and they're like, yo, I was listening last week, man. I was messed up, man. You should have said this and that. I'm like, yo, you should have called. What? This one dude said, when I asked you, Showcase, about what happens if, you know, let's say one of your cousins kills somebody and they grab you up, and they say you did it. Would you say something, or would you shut up and do the time? You said, you pray and hope for the best. Right, Show?
Hello?
He said no. He said nah. My cousin killed somebody and they grabbed me. I'm sorry. I'm telling.
Who
I can't stop laughing when he told me that.
I don't even know what I said. Seriously.
Nah, man. I mean, I don't know, man.
Hold up.
I don't remember. So I plead the fifth.
I don't know nothing.
Give
me what you eating right now, donut and a cup of coffee.
I plead the fifth right now. I don't remember.
I was just watching that show Lockdown on CNBC, man. That shit is...
I'll stay watching that.
That shit is no joke, man. Yo, everybody, man, please, watch that show. You would not want to go to jail, man. And if you have been to jail, B, don't go back. Shouts to
what
Lush.
Else?
Tell me,
that
show, what's up, man?
I don't know.
About what? About jail?
That
damn right. I ain't going to keep talking about
no
jail.
What? No. About
the snitching?
Yeah, what else?
Yeah, he basically said he was telling. He said he was telling. Somebody else said, nah, you know, by all means, man, I'm keeping my mouth shut. Snitch is a snitch, no matter how you put it. You know, people got different degrees on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't know, man. People still feel like they want to talk about that convo, man. We could, that topic, we could, you know, call us up, man.
I think we need to just leave that conversation alone.
Nah, man, hold on. We got to see somebody from the 609, man. 609, you live on the line. What up?
Yo, what's up, my man? It's Teach, you stay out of North Trenton, man. What's up with y'all?
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the snitch thing. To all y'all in the United States of America, listen to me. Snitching is the different thing, man. This is snitching, I know. If two of us are doing the crime together, both of us get caught, and I told on you, that's snitching.
Right.
That's snitching. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm tattletelling on you if I'm minding your business. That's tattletelling. Tattletelling and snitching are two different things. You want to be a street person, right? So, like, if both of us is doing the crime, one of us going to have to do the time. If I told on you, if we did the crime, that's snitching, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I hate how somebody
see it that
way, though. The wrong. Exactly. They should see it that way, though. It's only right. Shoot.
Yeah, best
advice
to
hand
out was those. Say again, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, what you were saying?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You should tell everybody that. You know what I'm saying, TDI?
For sure, man. I hope everybody's listening, man, because you put it, I couldn't have put it better myself, kid.
Yeah, no doubt.
You already know, man. That's what it is, man. That's not, you know, they're making it easier for people, man. Like police, the justice system is making it so easy for people to snitch. Like, they make it comfortable for people to do it.
I know, right? It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, too, man. Especially in the summertime. Oh, my God.
The summertime.
Yeah. The people buckle in the neighborhood. It'd be bagging people, man, in the hood now.
Shit. Let me ask you a question. How many snitches you know walking around right now?
Walking around? A whole lot. Even the people that say, I hate snitches. A whole lot.
They'd be the same one snitching.
Yep, they'd be the same one.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah,
you can't touch them either. They protect it.
Mm-hmm.
Protected by the law. Okay, where are you from?
North Trenton.
Jersey.
I know.
Mm-hmm. North Trenton, New Jersey. Born and raised.
Oh, yeah. That,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched that DEA show.
What happened?
DEA.
You ever heard of that show?
DEA?
DEA. Oh, nah, I never heard of it. Yeah, never heard of it.
Oh, man, you should see the biggest niggas folding on that shit, y'all.
Yeah, no doubt.
Work up.
Son. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that show, man.
Come on, Spike, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, on Spike? Yeah, I got that on the channel. It's got the Verizon, so I'm be able to peep that soon. Hope so.
Look for it.
Yeah, thanks.
Boy, that shit is bona fide, B.
Yes. Yo, you still working with the Heat Makers? Yeah, no doubt. Still working with the Heat Makers?
Nah, man. I haven't spoken to Arsonist in a real long time. I spoke to him on Twitter a few months ago, but I haven't really seen him. Everybody just grow apart, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody start growing apart and doing their own thing. But we're going to come back and meet again.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what I've been waiting for. He got that heat rock.
Yeah, man. Holla at him on Twitter, man. You know, you might be able to link up with him too, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cool
dude, man.
Arsonist is a cool dude. Arsonist is, like, real humble. He's mellow. You know what I'm saying? I sat with him in his crib, and we actually just vibed off music. He gave me a few beats. I took the best one and smashed it.
Yeah, he's a very lenient dude, yo. I need to talk to him someday, man. You know, I'm an entertainer. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, big on rapping and stuff. I just like to do it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't so much about getting signed. It's a community service thing. To get people off the streets and stop snitching. If you're working with your partner and all that. For real, if you're working with your partner and all that, don't snitch. You know what I'm saying? All
right, baby.
You know what I'm saying? You keep your business to yourself. You don't want nobody to tell on you. You know what I mean?
You're by yourself.
Yeah, no doubt.
Gee,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah,
come
I want to give
man.
A shout-out.
Yeah, give a shout-out, kid.
Okay. I want to give a shout-out to the BX, man. They the first dudes that started hip-hop. I love y'all guys for that. Heavy. The BX, Harlem, Manhattan, Queens, South Jersey, Jamaica. Got my peoples out there. Brooklyn, Staten Island, got my peoples out over there. Kingston, Jamaica, where my ancestors came from. Liberia, Canada, Japan, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Haitians. Watch your head, y'all. For real. Doing it big for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? All the entertainment. You know what I mean?
Show, for sure. It's a global thing, baby.
Mm-hmm, no doubt.
Word. Green shout out. Green shout out, my man. Showcase. He from. He from Colombia, I think. Right, Show?
Oh yeah. What's up, Showcase? Yeah. How are you, man? Shout outs to you.
Colombia. Good looking out. Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. What up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some Colombians right here in North Trenton. They fix cars.
Oh, what?
That's what he does, and it's full time job.
Oh,
hey, yeah. DJ part time. He fix cars. Yo, Showcase,
yeah.
Man. What's up, man? You the hood MacGyver.
Yep, I fix cars.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yo, homie, thanks for calling me, my brother, man, for sure, man. Thanks for giving us your 1-2 on it.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. Peace.
Everybody know, you're more than welcome to call anytime, kid. You got some music or whatever you want to play, man, just email me that, tdineedsmusic@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. No doubt.
You heard?
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's a good dude.
How became from Colombia?
Say again?
That's what I want to know. How became from Colombia?
Ain't you Colombian?
I'm a Colombian.
Colombian, dog. Colombia, yeah.
What part of Colombia am I from?
Colombia.
The capital.
I'm from Colombia.
Cali. You from Cali, Colombia?
From where?
Yeah, I just hung up on somebody by mistake, man. If I hung up on you, call back, man. I'm sorry, man.
Today is a difficult
Colombian finger.
Yeah, I'm from Colombia. I'm the Colombian DJ Puerto Rican / I'm from the Bronx. Okay. Nice.
This is crazy.
So Showcase, man, when can we expect your next mixtape, Beef?
Soon.
Soon? How soon?
Soon.
Oh man, no dates, no nothing.
No dates. I can't give a date. It's gonna be like a surprise. It's gonna be like one of those pleasant surprises.
For Christmas?
No. Damn.
Yeah, we're gonna get a mixtape.
Right? You're gonna get a mixtape. Yeah, it's gonna come out
right now while it's high. It's summertime, kid.
It's coming. It's coming. Trust me, it's coming. I'm working.
I have a feeling we're gonna have this mixtape right after our Thanksgiving dinner.
That's nice.
I think
before. It'll be before. It'll be before Thanksgiving. I can't give a date. I really can't.
Halloween.
No, I can't give a date. I want it to be good. I want it to be right. It's like, you know, like welcome back card. I don't want to just put out something that everybody's heard. I want to make sure that the whole thing from start to finish is completely unheard.
Yeah.
Completely unheard heat.
I can't even say when I'm going to put a mixtape together, man, because I want to do so much. You got to come over here, man. Take the music off this computer. That's all. I could just email it to you, man. Matter of fact, we're going to do that right now. Yo, Showcase, let me email all your contact info, and you're the only nigga in the world who doesn't have Facebook.
Yep, I don't get poked.
This nigga's crazy.
Get this dude out of here, man.
Truth. I don't get poked. I don't have to deal with the pokes.
Yeah, but it's more to Facebook than being poked.
Yeah, but that, well, all right. You know what? How about this? I will have my Facebook account up by next week.
Why not after the show?
I'm too tired.
Get out of here.
It's a lot of work. I'm on my 4th of July rest.
Nah, this is not like MySpace where you can put a background and you got to, nah, man.
Next week. I have it up by Monday. I'll be shouting it out, the Facebook / blah, 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 please don't poke me, DJ Showcase.
This nigga is crazy.
Yeah, girls in the background screaming.
Yo, check this here, man. Shout out the your email and all that for all these artists that want to send you some music and stuff.
Okay, my clear email address is djshowcase@gmail.com. That's djshowcase@gmail.com. Please put attention in the subject. New music. Attention, new music. If more than 5 people don't think it's hot, don't send it to me.
5 people you don't know.
Five people you don't know. There you go. If more than five people you don't know don't think it's hot, please don't send it to me. I'm cluttered already with those guys. But if you got heat, send it to me. If you got unused stuff that you nobody's heard before, send it to me, and I'll be sure to get it on the next mixtape. Coming soon. Don't know when, but soon. It's like, it's like I'm like a movie theater preview. Coming soon. To a theater
you need that dude to fucking do a drop.
You know?
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, man. You get that guy to do a drop, you be the man.
What, the voice of God?
The voice of the movie, I do.
No, that's his name, the voice of God.
Yeah, he sound like God. I ain't gonna lie. God was, I haven't heard God's voice to be like that.
But it's just like the movie theater. Like, you go to the movie theater, coming soon, and they won't tell you no fucking date. They just leave you there. Damn. When the fuck that movie coming out, man? Soon be like next year because the bill was like 4 G's. Oh, shit, it's out. No. But yeah. Coming soon to a hood near you. Can't give a date. I don't want to give out dates because I don't want to disappoint nobody. I give a date 2 weeks from now, and then all of a sudden everybody's waiting for 2 weeks.
So, I mean, what? You going to do like a back-to-school mixtape or what?
No, I'm going to go do like I'm back. Like, I'm out of retirement. It's like, I gotta come. You never left, though.
You never left.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he did.
So the last mixtape I had.
The last mixtape he got that. That shit got mad dust on it.
Yeah. Well, the one you got.
What it got? I got like KRS-One on it, MC Shan.
It got Furious Five and all
that. I'm not that far off, son.
Grandmaster Flash and
all. My last mixtape was like last year.
It got Beat Street music on it.
Beat Street.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always.
Special Ed, you heard that?
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
That's how far mine goes back. But yeah, soon I have it. Trust me. Just want it to be fresh. Cause I want to break like 20 tracks. I want to break 20 tracks.
And a bonus
literally,
one,
man.
20 tracks and a hidden one.
Rest in peace. Shout out to my man Mike Beck, yo. I'm looking at the switchboard. I'm running through all his music, and I see Mike Beck. It's crazy. Mike Beck, Nori, and Spliffstar. I think we should play that at the end of the show. But, yeah, man, it's crazy. Mike Beck, he's a good dude.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio, this is where it all goes down.
That's the guy from Run DMC, kid.
It's heavy, son.
That's real.
That's personal email. That's
all right, man. Look, man.
Next week, I'm trying to get back in touch with Tretch because Naughty by Nature is doing some new shit, too.
We got another call up in the 347, man. 347, you live. What up?
Yo. What it do?
What it do? What the business is? Who this?
I'm looking for that dude, TDI.
You got him. You found him, kid. What up?
Just be that dreadlock, you heard?
Dre, what up, baby?
What up, Nick?
Chillin', man. I'm over here parlaying with DJ Showcase and Vice.
Okay, Showcase, what it do, Vice? I see you.
What up?
Give me a little
man.
Support. Regular.
You got to send some music in, kid.
Yeah, I've been trying to call you, but I'm famous for the voicemail.
Nah.
Don't feel bad. I get the same thing too.
Yo, Vice. He got dread on call reject.
Oh, shit. Stop it, son.
No. You're disrespectful,
son.
TDI. You're disrespectful, son.
You foul,
son. for all the listeners out there, TDI is the greatest. I still love him, though.
just don't call him up from. From
4
o'clock to
4 o'clock at night. You gotta email him first and then call him.
No, you gotta Twitter him or poke him on Facebook.
Oh, man. Dre, do not take that advice. I better not ever see poke by and I see your name next to it, kid.
I ain't never poked nobody before on Facebook, baby.
You know what? I'm gonna check my shit down. I'm gonna check. I'm scared now, dude.
You got like
okay, just sending out the wrong messages.
Yeah, man, but yeah, we gotta get that collabo jumping real soon, T.
For sure, brother, man. Let's link up this weekend or something, man. Me and Vice are actually working on something too. We did something in the past. Yeah, we did a track in the past, but we gotta redo it over and finish it up right.
All right.
So everybody look out for that. But yeah, Dre, for sure, you gotta stop through, man. We sit down and do what we does, like we used to do on Kelly Corner, kid.
All right, say no more.
For hours.
You already know. Word. I was checking you out and shit, checking it on Facebook. I said, let me support for the cause, you know?
Sure, I appreciate that always, man. Nothing better than good support.
Yo, where Vice at? Free Butchie.
Word up all day. Yes, sir.
Fucking rats.
Can't stand them motherfuckers.
Whoa.
That's true.
Man, how's the fams and everything, man?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. I'm trying to get this spread up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, but yo, T, I'm going to call you later on. You heard?
For sure. Hit me, my brother.
What's a good time for the voicemail?
Good time for the voicemail is like 11 p.m., but if you want to reach me, between 9 and 10 is good.
I'm going to call you at 9:01. I'll be the first person you reject.
Yeah, nigga Dread don't change, yo.
Nice, man. I see you got a whole lot of Facebook activity. I need to get in one of those flicks with the phone and the alien and all that. You heard?
Let's go.
Alright,
say no. Let me know. Take
yo, y'all be perfect for that. Y'all both like Hennessy, man.
When you call TDI, just, you know, give them the number, T.
Sure. All right.
Meet up, you know. We can meet up and chill one day, B.
All right.
Right up.
Say no more.
I'll at your boy, kid.
All right, hit y'all later on, man.
All right.
All right, one.
Yo.
Shout out to Dread. Yeah, what's up, kid?
That's funny. Now I see why you're on Twitter and Facebook, and now I see why you're trying to get me on that shit, too.
No, it's a good way to keep in contact, man.
Yeah, because you don't pick up your fucking phone.
No.
Listen, where's the Eye of the Tiger? No Eye of the Tiger today?
Oh, that's my favorite track, son.
No Eye of the Tiger?
I don't have it.
No Rocky, no Boom.
But the other person, the Eye of the Tiger, the person.
Oh, yeah, man. Yo, and.
What happened to the Eye of the Tiger?
She's probably in karate, yo. Maybe she took a day off. You know, it's a holiday weekend, you know what I'm saying? She's probably laid out, karate chopping somebody in the neck.
Next week we'll have the music. Bye, right. Yo. The Karate Kid girl is the Eye of the Tiger.
Okay, I know
for
next time.
Every time she calls, she's going to hear that song. It's the Eye of the Tiger, every time. Oh, definitely not the Eye of the Tiger.
Sound close.
No, not even close.
Chuleta.
Not even close.
Nigga said chuleta. What the hell that had to do with the song, my nigga?
Topones, chuletas. Come on, son. That's the old school remix, son. My remix, nigga. Y'all don't know about that, yo. Y'all mocoso, son. That's when I used to rap in 86.
Yeah, that nigga Vice is like 2 years, 3 years older than me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nigga's wildin'.
Topones.
Yeah, he's gonna start singing that shit and shower.
It's crazy. Look, man, TDI Rodriguez on Facebook at TDINYC on Twitter. Shouts to Gwen Styles, the whole Fort Apache movement. You already know. Best tattoo artist in the city. Holla at him. Shouts to Vice. Shouts to his family, Tabby. The girl, Tiara Genesis. Shouts to Little Vice. And,
give him up for adoption?
Nah, he's gonna find his way back home.
The what? What?
Yo, shouts to the 2-year-old who's back smoking again.
That's crazy.
Next week. Next week, right?
That's crazy.
Next week, the 2-year-old back smoking next week.
That's crazy.
Listen here, man, we're going to wrap this up. Nah, yo, I was on WorldStar. Go check it on WorldStarHipHop.com, man. We're going to wrap this up, y'all. It's
yep,
like 99 degrees.
110.
Nah, well, yeah, probably.
Hot, son. My AC is working overtime. You know any good AC people?
What do you mean AC people? What you want? People like...
Like people, AC people that like refill the Freon in the...
Nah, buy a new one. That's the best bet.
Get the fuck out of here, son. I got three ACs. Buy a new one.
Actually, you know who does that? Griefy.
Yeah, my boy Griefy does it.
You know Griefy. Griefy does it.
You gotta get that hooked up. I know. But buying one is not a problem. But buying three, that's a problem.
I can say, yeah, I know.
Just get the portable one, kid.
Nah.
You don't have to worry about it messing up. I got it. Been working.
That
should
look like that should look like the little robot from the Jetsons.
Yeah, but that shit is hot. You don't have to worry
Rosie.
About having all this fucking tape on your window.
He ain't got duct tape on his window right now.
All over my window, son. He's looking right into my room right now. I got duct tape
like,
all over
like
my
the AC
window.
Is holding apart and the tape is holding it together?
The tape is holding the air from going out or the air from coming in. I don't know who decided to say, let's just tape it up, but it's doing its job.
Yo, my nigga, you need to chill, my nigga.
I wish.
All right, man, so we out of here, man.
All right.
Everybody right, call man. Me. I gotta keep the lines clear because Dredd is gonna call. I don't want to give him voicemail anymore.
Give it to him. Give it to him one more. Give it to him one more time. Just one more week.
Nah.
Yes.
Hell no. Yo, Mike, text me your email so I can send you some music. Now that the computer's on.
Yes. One more time.
All right. I got you.
All right, y'all. All right. I got y'all. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.